the same question, almost in the same form, not mentioning the polar region, but in essence, the same question was asked of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He mentioned once that times may come when you will find a day lasting for about 6 months. So Sahaba were surprised, how could it happen that the ordinary human day could extend as long as about 6 months? So one of them, like you, asked this question, what about the prayers? He said, shall we say 5 prayers in 6 months' time? So you have asked it in a different way, which is impossible anyway, because you could not keep fast for 6 months anyway. His question was more logical, because obviously a man cannot keep fast for 6 months and still survive. But for in 6 months' time, one can say 5 prayers, all right. That was possible. So Hazur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, you will judge your prayers, or you will say your prayers, judging the time according to your normal days. That is what he said. So in 24 hours, you should say your 5 times prayers, because in your physical needs, you do not change the pattern, because the day has enlarged. In physical needs, if you eat 5 times, you will continue to eat 5 times per 24 hours. So why should you say only prayers 5 times in 6 months? There also your spiritual need, like your physical needs. Yes.
My question was following on from that.
Yes.
Because I was going to say that in the polar region, they obviously have to fix a time.
Yes.
for the fast. But my question was really that in regions near to the polar region, where the days consistently say 6 months,
yes,
long,
that's
but
right,
it's very, very long, and there's only 1 or 2 hours at night.
That also has been made very clear in the Holy Quran itself. Now, if you read the conditions which govern the time of fasting, when you begin the fasting and end the fasting, you will come to realize that there are certain conditions mentioned in the Holy Quran which do not apply to such regions where the days are extended beyond normal time. For example, it says, when the white thread is distinguishable from the dark thread. Now, the regions you are talking about, there the darkness of night never occurs. The twilight joins with the another twilight, and there is never a separating dark thread. So because the conditions of the mentioned in the Holy Quran are not applicable, so that day is not normal. And there you are making a judgment, or you know, finding out the proper time according to the normal days is your choice then. You got the answer all right, or no?
Yes.
Or a third question arises from this?
Well, maybe...
Yes, please.
Maybe we're say, for example, 18 or 19 hours long.
No, no, no question of counting them in hours. No, no.
Yes.
The simple question is, if the conditions mentioned in the Holy Quran are applicable to a certain measure of time, which you call day, then you cannot change them, however long the trial be. Because on the other side, you will also get very short rozas as well, you know, fasting times of 2-3 hours or so. So you should not gain in every respect. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you gain. And anyway, even for 24 hours or 23 hours, man can live without food. It's not extending beyond his limits. So the fundamental point is that if the Holy Quran mentions clearly certain conditions, and those conditions are in existence, then you have no right to forget those conditions and begin to deviate from the clear path laid down by Allah. If the conditions are not there, then you are permitted. So in the 6 months day, the conditions disappear. This is why it says that you are permitted to make your own estimates and judgments.